T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Bring him in now, Bucky Brooks, NFL Network analyst, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Talk a little bit more about the National Football League. Bucky, how you doing, bud?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
We're doing well. So we were sitting here talking a little bit earlier about the NFL draft, and I wanted to get back into this. The Packers have a few holes to fill. They're going to figure out what they're going to do with the right tackle position. Obviously, more weaponry around Aaron Rodgers. They need probably a middle linebacker, some more beef up front. When you start to look at this draft, I know wide receiver is heavy. Is there another area that you can say there's a couple of guys here that could immediately impact what the Packers' needs are?
It just kind of depends, because you're kind of in a tricky situation because of the playoff run. You're sitting at the bottom of the first round. I would say there are a number of offensive tackles, the top tier one, two group, that can certainly play. You already spoke to the presence and the depth of the pass catching position. When you really look at the draft, like, that's really where the depth is. Like, there's so many pass catchers this year that you're going to be able to get starters and quality players in the third, into the third round, into the fourth round. There's so many of them. There are also a number of running backs. It's pretty deep in that regard as well. But the strengths kind of lie in the skill positions on offense. And then when you get to the defense side of the ball, really, you have a number of cornerbacks that kind of radar pretty well. But outside of that, it's all about those pass catchers and playmakers on offense.
So I guess the next question is, when you talk about different wide receivers that are available for Aaron Rodgers and the strengths of each one, is there one specific that, say you get at the end of the first round, beginning of the second round type of situation, is there one that you think can come in and be immediately an impact player opposite Devontae Adams?
Well, I mean, there have been a number of guys that have come from the second round in recent years that have had success. A.J. Brown last year from the Tennessee Titans had tremendous amount of success. So you can find the right guy. It's about finding the right player for their system. When I look at the Packers system, look, as much as they talk about Matt LaFleur making a whole lot of changes, it's still kind of the same thing that we saw from Mike McCarthy. The players that play there need to be catch and run specialists. They need to be explosive and dynamic with the ball in their hands. And they need to be route runners, particularly against press coverage. There are some guys, Jalen Reagor comes to mind from TCU. Brandon Ayuk from Arizona State is one. If they want an athlete, a guy that they can just kind of give him the ball and let him get out the way. Laviska Shenault from Colorado is there. And then when you go into the second and third round, there are a ton of players. Like, this is a year that if you're the Packers, you should probably take two pass catches in the first 2 days, because each of those guys could hit and they could be very, very successful and productive for you.
I know they don't have a ton and where they can just start wasting, but if you're the Packers, would you trade up? Would you go up and find yourself the surefire guy, maybe get into the mid portion of the first round to say, there's a guy there that's going to be that impact guy right here, right now?
A wide receiver?
Wide receiver, or, you know, some other area. If you can get a wide receiver in the second round, would you jump up in the first round, say with a third round and your first round or something to that effect?
No, I wouldn't. I would, like a pass catcher, I would stand pat, because I believe a lot of these guys are something great. I believe you can get great, I hate the word when people say great value, but I think you can get a guy that may be just as likely to pop in the second and third round as a first rounder at wide receiver. If you're talking about like an offensive tackle, yeah, then I think there's a little bit of a separation, because once you get past the sixth offensive tackle, there is a bit of a divide. So if you want to get one of those top guys, Jared Wills, Tristan Wirfs, Mekhi Becton, Andrew Thomas, then you want to get in range to get those guys. Josh Jones would also qualify in that category.
Linebackers, that's another area of need for the Green Bay Packers. Give me your thoughts.
Is that a great draft for linebackers? I mean, the first round should be fine. You will have guys where the Packers are sitting, like Kenneth Murray from Oklahoma.
Love that
there.
Guy.
Yeah, Patrick Queen from LSU is an explosive, dynamic athlete that really came on like gangbusters at the end. But after you get past that, like it changes. I mean, you just don't have those three down linebackers. You have guys that are fast and can fly, but they may not be stout enough against the run. And you have those guys that are your traditional downhill players, but those guys don't necessarily play in the league anymore. And so if the Green Bay Packers want to get a linebacker that can be an impact guy, they may have to kind of move around and kind of finesse their way up the board to get the guys that they're targeting.
Talking with Bucky Brooks, the NFL Network analyst. Tell me about tight ends. Any tight ends in this draft that you're going to say, okay, that's a guy that's really going to move the chains for you if you have good pieces around him?
Oh, I mean, like, there are a number of tight ends that can play, depending on where you want to kind of expend it. Cole Clement from Notre Dame is good. Harrison Bryant. Two Harrisons. Harrison Bryant. One from UW, one from Florida Atlantic. Both of those guys are productive. You can go down a little farther. Jared Pinney from Vanderbilt is a pass-catching playmaker. But if you want a real complete tight end, Adam Troutman from Dayton might be the best in class when it comes to the most balanced in terms of blocking and receiving ability. He's a guy that might be there somewhere in the top 60 that could come in and kind of give you, I mean, I'm going to kind of date myself, kind of what Mark Shimura used to be for the Packers in the Hayden. How about that?
First of all, people around here, that's not dating yourself at all. We're still talking about Lombardi's Packers, so we're not dating that at all. Secondly, if you can get that kind of a tight end, a guy that's reliable enough to move the sticks, I mean, to give you 20 yards downfield and give you some catches in the red zone, that's all you're looking for in this offense. I mean, you want to be able to move the football, but you don't necessarily need a wide receiver playing tight end just to make your offense move, if indeed you get another wide receiver alongside Davante Adams. So I completely agree with you. I'm all over that. Let me ask you one more thing in that regard when you talk about the offense. Some say you need a third guy for a running back. Now, Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams both performed admirably this year and stayed healthy this year. Does this offense need a third guy?
You know, I've always wondered what the Green Bay Packers would look like if they had a legitimate running back. No disrespect to, like, Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams, but, like, a high-end Tier 1 running back. Like, they really haven't had a Tier 1 back since maybe Amon Green. You know, like someone where they really invested in the position and he was really an every-down player, a guy who can kind of make it happen, not only as a runner, but as a pass catcher. I like Aaron Jones, and Aaron Jones was very, very productive last year, but he's still more of a smaller back. I do wonder what they would look like with a big banger who also had the ability to stay on the field and do some things in the passing game. That said, if they're going down the ranks, there's so many guys. There's a guy named Cam Akers from Florida State, if you're talking about in the second round, that could be a factor. I mean, there's just so many running backs in this class. Joshua Kelly from UCLA can be productive. Keyshawn Vaughn from Vanderbilt is another one that is similar to Aaron Jones, but is productive, is rugged, can catch the ball out the backfield. So it just kind of depends on how Matt LaFleur wants to go with that offense and how they see that running back position being utilized. Do you share it amongst three? Do you do it with Jones and Williams? Do you want to eventually just do it with Jones and have another player that's similar to him to back him up? A lot of that is what they're kind of trying to determine and decide right now before they head to the combine. What is the approach that we want to take when it comes to filling out our running back role?
One other thing I wanted to ask you about the draft, because a lot of general managers come in, and I don't know how general managers view their own draft board. I don't have each individual general manager's process sitting in front of me. But one thing I find is fans will say, well, it's a deep draft for wide receiver, and you can always get somebody in the later rounds. Look, to me, I'd rather get one of the best in the former rounds, in the first or second, that is going to come in and impact my team, rather than a guy that is good but may have to learn on the fly. Because I don't think when you have a window beginning to close like you do with Aaron Rodgers in the next 2, 3, 5 years, whatever it happens to be, you got a guy that gets on that same page quicker and sooner rather than later, correct?
Yeah, but the thing is, and when you talk to executives, you talk to people, they say, like, the difference is, regardless of whether you take some guy in the first round or the fourth round, the transition to the NFL game is still difficult because everyone is playing the spread offense, and depending on the version of spread that you play in college, you may or may not have been asked to run real routes. You don't understand verbiage and the like. So I think a lot of it is, can you find enough guys that play the style of football that you wanted, the position And if you have enough of those guys where you draft them, can you hope that one of those guys pop? Look, we've seen them try and take flyers. A couple years ago, they took two or three in the draft, and none of those guys necessarily popped. You just got to keep swinging. At some point, they're going to hit one out of the park. You just don't know. So I think you just got to keep taking cuts at the plate.
Always a pleasure, my friend. I certainly appreciate it. And once we get to this draft, either underway or just after, we're going to analyze it, breaking down, and tell everybody how great it was. So we're going to get you back on then, too, okay?
All right, man. Thanks so much.
Bucky, appreciate it. There you go. NFL Network analyst Bucky Brooks. You can find him at Bucky Brooks on Twitter, at Bucky Brooks on Twitter. Give him a shout there. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.